Hi, everyone, and welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Saturday News. Today, I have a very special guest here with me.
Hi, everyone. This is Jessie.
You probably recognize Jessie from the Lower Intermediate series. Jessie's been with us about half a year, and in the coming days, you'll be hearing more and more of her. And Jessie's here to tell us all about a new project. It's really quite interesting. I kind of call it kanji in the wild.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it. It's kanji that you actually see out in the real world, which makes it really interesting and useful, too, I think.
You know, it's not the kanji you get in a newspaper, on the internet, or in the textbook.
Exactly. It's real kanji that you would encounter every day in your real life.
And Jessie's heading this project up. So we've just put out a new kind of video onto the site. Jessie, what can you tell us about the new video?
Well, this video is the first in a series known as you explained, Everyday Kanji. We've compiled into a video pictures of kanji that members of the Japanese Pod 101 team have taken here around town. And we think it's a really fun and unique way to learn kanji. And we're located here in Tokyo, where you can see all sorts of useful kanji on signs everywhere. And so we thought that it'd be a great idea to share them with everyone.
Right. And what's great about it is that these are real-life examples of kanji, not just some characters, as we mentioned before, you'll find in a textbook. And this project is not only limited to video.
That's right. And first, what we do with the pictures is we post them daily on Twitter. We group them into weekly themes like restaurant signs, subway signs, store signs, etc.
You have to follow us on Twitter.
Yes, to be able to see them, first of all. So if you go to www.twitter.com/JapanesePod101 and click follow, you'll be able to keep up with all of our updates. And they're also being added to our fan page on Facebook. So that's another way you can see them.
Now, talking about Twitter, each morning, Japan time, what we do is we tweet the picture of the day. If you click on the picture link given in these updates, you'll see a translation of what the phrase in the picture says. We'll break down the words into individual kanji and explain the meanings of them.
That's right. And it's a really good way to learn new kanji or review kanji that you've learned in the past. I think it really helps to see how they're used in real life. It doesn't get more authentic than that.
Definitely. So we'd like everyone to check them out.
So remember that you can see the pictures on Twitter and Facebook and the videos on YouTube or here at the site. And we'd love to hear what you think about this new project, so leave us a comment.
So as Jessie mentioned, you'll be able to see a picture each day on Twitter. At the end of each week, we'll be making a video and posting this to YouTube. So we'll be putting this content out on Twitter,
Facebook,
YouTube,
and here on the site.
On our blog, right?
Yes, and also on the blog.
Now, if you're not following us on Twitter, a fan on our Facebook fan page, or subscribe to our YouTube channel, you can do so in one of three ways. One, sign up by visiting JapanesePod101.com and clicking on the links in this post.
Two, visit our site and find the Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube icons on the right side of the main page with all the posts.
Three, by finding us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube by searching JapanesePod101.com or JapanesePod101. That's it. It's that easy. And you definitely want to follow this series, Everyday Kanji. Jessie, where does everyone take the pictures?
Well, usually when we go out on our lunch breaks and stuff like that, you know, we pass by restaurants, you know, post office, you know, we see lots of street signs and traffic signs every day when we're out walking around. So that's where we take them.
So it's almost like living in Japan.
Exactly. You can see what it's like and what you'll see.
It's the closest thing to it if you're not here with us.
Right.
Okay. So this was an unscheduled news lesson. But we have another news lesson tomorrow, and there's a very, very big announcement. We'll tell you all about that tomorrow. Jessie, thanks again.
Thank you very much. Until next time.